This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thanks for listening, and thanks for bearing with me on my time off around hosting a golf tournament. Todd Wright Tour 31 was a huge success. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group. They were at Todd Wright Tour 31, and they were the sponsor of the tournament hats for Todd Wright Tour 31. Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm. They service the greater Tampa Bay area. Full service means just that. If you have a legal need for family law, Brandon Legal Group can help. If you have a legal need for divorce, Brandon Legal Group can help. Call for a free consult, 844-4BLG-4ME, or visit their website, brandonlegalgroup.com. Click the box that says request a free consultation. It is that simple. Brandon Legal Group, servicing the greater Tampa Bay area, your full service law firm. Email for Toddcast purposes. Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Greg, and others who have emailed in the last couple of weeks. Greg, often a Todd Wright Tour golfer, we've missed you at the last couple of events. Hope you will join us for one of the likely three events or more remaining in the fall. I'm going to skip over most of the rainy season for obvious reasons from a golf standpoint here in Central Florida. But the email is write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. If you are posting comments on social media about the Toddcast, I will not see them. If you are posting on a Joe Bucks fan message board, I will not see them. So what's the point? If you have a comment, positive or negative, or an idea for a future Toddcast, send it directly to me so I can see it, think about it, and personally respond to you. That's what I will do. For golf information, email toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. My social media platforms are toddwright2121 on Twitter, Instagram, and I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida on Facebook. I will be happy to be your Facebook friend as long as we have a mutual agreement. I will never ask you to like any other page on Facebook. Please don't ask me to like any additional pages on Facebook other than your personal page. Recording this on a Friday afternoon, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. The final four are set in the Stanley Cup playoffs. So it's a good time to crank out a Toddcast. As always, I've been very into these playoffs and very active, not only in simply watching them in my home, but went to first round games in Sunrise, Panthers Lightning, two Lightning watch parties for the Islander series, very well done at Amalie Arena. The less Paul Porter, the better. And I've obviously been to Vegas Golden Knights games in the past. I'm a fan also of the Vegas Golden Knights, being the first team in basically my second home the last 10, 15 years. Las Vegas, brought my broadcast partner from my days at the University of Miami, is in the front office. He's in management with the Vegas Golden Knights, and they've been wonderful. Ever since coming into the National Hockey League, they've made the playoffs all 4 years, played for the Stanley Cup the first year. And Vegas and Tampa Bay both have home ice and just frankly are the better teams. As we get to this semifinal, they've kind of been positioning themselves for a Stanley Cup final battle for a few years now. It hasn't happened, and it's, you know, a week or two away from likely happening. The Islanders are a very worthy opponent for the Lightning. I've enjoyed watching the Islanders play for a number of years, both on television and in person. They've made a lot of really good moves, good draft picks. I wish they hadn't lost Taves. who went to Colorado. I understand that was a salary cap issue, but I hate losing defensemen that good. Colorado's gain, certainly the Islanders' loss. I know the Islanders made a trade deadline deal to bring in some experienced guys in Zajac and Palmieri this time. I don't know that that offsets losing Taves. Some of the younger players on the Islanders continue to grow and get better. And I'm just a huge fan of Barry Trotz. Barry Trotz gets it done in the postseason. I think he's very unique in what he does. He's very well prepared. Love the guy. I think very highly of him. And why, if you go back to a few years ago, I told all Washington Capitals apologists that it wasn't going to be here we go again, that it was their year, and it certainly was. And Trotz was a huge part of that. And then the Caps fucked up with how they handled his extension, whether he would have stayed or not, and let him go to Long Island. And the Caps haven't done squat since. Just gotten old. So Vegas, very worthy. Islanders, very worthy. I think the Islanders are a little better. They look a little better than they were last year. They were good last year. I just think the Lightning are also better than they were last year. So that sort of offsets the growth of the Islanders. And, you know, the Lightning, the Islanders, and Vegas all made the Final Four last year. So they're back. Their front offices, the core group of players, the additions, the goaltending through, you know, two seasons now of COVID protocols and not your normal National Hockey League, whatever you say, lifestyle, they've succeeded. When you do this 2 years in a row and deal with all this better than anybody else. The only switch from last year to this year is Dallas went on a hell of a run last year, beat Vegas in the West Final, made the Stanley Cup Final, and then lost to the Tampa Bay Lightning. Dallas didn't have it this year, dropped off, didn't even make the playoffs. So we needed another team. And that brings me to the point of this podcast, which is the NHL gifted this fourth team to Canada. It was a gift. You can say all you want to me about how they had no choice because the border was closed and there are seven Canadian teams. And, you know, because of that, we went to this odd division format where teams only played teams within their division. Tampa Bay could have traveled to Dallas or Colorado or Los Angeles or Vegas to play hockey at any point this year. Colorado could have traveled to Boston or Madison Square Garden or Nashville to play hockey at any point this season. There were no rules against it. Baseball teams have been doing it now for the better part of a year. NBA teams did it all year without a bubble. It was because of Canada not closing the border. So the NHL gifted this spot in the Final Four to a Canadian team. Because most of the time, since 1993, the last time a Canadian team won a Stanley Cup, Canadian teams can't get this far on their own. This was a gift. Canada has been playing in front of thousands of empty seats. kind of club hockey amongst each other with no taste of what's been going on in the rest of the NHL. That changes on Monday when the Canadiens, now with the border open only to them to go out and in, and the Vegas Golden Knights to come in and out under enhanced protocols, a Canadian hockey team is going to get a taste of what's really been going on in the NHL. And it's probably not going to be very pretty for the Montreal Canadiens. Because honestly, they don't even deserve to be in the playoffs, let alone be 8 wins from a Stanley Cup. Because as I said, that spot was gifted to a Canadian team. One Canadian team based on the way this year was set up. The Canadian division only had 7 teams. Each of the other 3 divisions had 8. If you finished 4th from the bottom in any of those divisions in America, you've been sitting at home for a month or on vacation or answering questions about how you're going to get better next year. But the gift that keeps on giving allowed the Montreal Canadiens, who finished 4th from the bottom in the Canadian division, to make the playoffs. They made such a strong playoff push at the end of the regular season. They lost their last 5. They were so deserving this year of a playoff spot that 20 games into the season, Canadiens management fired the head coach and the top assistant. Fired them. That's how pleased the Canadiens organization was with what was going on. They fired the top 2 coaches. At the time, the Canadiens had won 9 games and lost 11. Since then, the remainder of the regular season, they played worse. After firing the top 2 coaches, the Canadiens won 15 and lost 21. So they didn't get better. They got worse. They're gifted that 4 spot. They go down 3-1, and then the Toronto Maple Leafs do what the Toronto Maple Leafs do in the postseason. Gag. Tank. Choke. And Montreal advances past Toronto. And then in game 1 of Montreal's series against Winnipeg, Winnipeg's frontline center gets himself suspended essentially for the rest of the series, and Winnipeg's done. The gift that keeps on giving sends Montreal across the border to Las Vegas, 4 wins away from the Stanley Cup final. I enjoyed, and I don't enjoy much about the SiriusXM channel that I've ripped in the past. Yeah, so for you guys on SiriusXM radio, yeah, why don't you take me back to the end of last season and all the bullshit you were spewing about Jacob Markstrom, about how good he was, how Vancouver had no choice but to keep him. Yeah, then he went where? And how'd they do? Just the homerism of so many Canadian-based talk show hosts on SiriusXM NHL Radio. I now refer to that channel as Canadian Hockey Radio, because that's all they want to talk about, and they don't really have any perspective, an unbiased one, on what's going on in the United States. I'm guessing some of them might actually be based in the United States. I know some of the guests are, but the network's based out of Toronto, and it's so brutally Homer. They're so begging for another Stanley Cup since they haven't had one since 93. It affects their rational judgment. So I say to all of you guys who do this annually, sorry, it's bad. And I speak from years of national radio experience. It's bad. It's borderline pathetic. And now it's going on again as hope springs eternal because the Canadians are on this magical run that has them 8 wins from a Stanley Cup. Yeah, it was gifted, just as I laid out. And I loved how Greg Wyshynski laughed after multiple questions were asked of him on Canadian hockey radio on Sirius XM about how the Canadians are in this position. And he just kept saying to the host, yeah, look at how they got to this point. Tavares gets hurt. Yeah, I added the Toronto tank job, but it's implied. Maple Leaf fans know that too. I'm very good friends with a Maple Leaf fan who has been living in Florida for the last decade or so. And then, as Wyshynski said, Winnipeg loses their frontline center at the end of game one of the next series, and the Jets are done. It's that easy. It's that simple. Now let's talk about the one thing the Canadians have that's good, and that's a goaltender. I have nothing bad to say about Carey Price. Nothing. He's good. He's been good for a long time. Carey Price's problem is he keeps signing deals to stay with the Canadians. That's the problem. That's why Carey Price hasn't played in the Stanley Cup Finals. That's why he hasn't won a Stanley Cup. Now, the Canadians were in a position in 2015 when Price won both the Hart and the Vezina. The world loved Carey Price in 2015. And in the playoffs, the Tampa Bay Lightning took Montreal out pretty easily in 6 games. Never tied in the series, never trailed in the series. And that was the end of that Canadiens team that won, that had like 110 points and was number one in the division. Out they go in the second round, 4-2. So here they are again, gifted the spot in the semis. Now, if you combine what the fired coaches produced, 2 games under .500, first 20 games, with what the rest of the coaches in an interim situation produced in the regular season, 6 under .500, 3 times worse. You add that up, and you see the Canadians were 8 games under .500 this year. They lost 8 more than they won in the regular season. Vegas won 24 more games than they lost. 24. And they didn't even win the President's Trophy. Colorado did that. So the difference between Vegas and Montreal is 30 games. 30-game difference. The regular season was only 56. That basically means every 2 games that were played in the regular season, Vegas gained 1 game on Montreal. They were 1 game better every other game than Montreal was. Vegas 24 over .500. Montreal 8 under .500, difference of 32. May have said 30 over, 30 before. It's 32. Another ironic part is the last time the Canadians were really, you know, had these hopes, their leading scorer was Max Pacioretty. They sure mishandled that a few years later and eventually traded Pacioretty to Vegas, where he now can help beat Montreal and actually go to the Stanley Cup Finals. And what did Montreal get back for their former captain and leading scorer? Thomas Tatar? Suzuki? Second round pick? That's it? Oh, that's right, because the Canadians are the same team that took on Jonathan Drouin, who's nowhere to be found right now. And even before, he was nowhere to be found. He had all of 2 goals in half the season. For defenseman Mikhail Sergachev, who, if you listen to Eddie Olchek and the NBC crew, played almost as good as Hedman on the blue line in the Lightning series where they eliminated the Carolina Hurricanes. And they made Carolina look bad. Carolina won the division this year. Carolina really didn't play their style at all against Tampa Bay. They couldn't do it. Florida had more success playing their game against the Lightning and losing in six than Carolina did losing in five. So the point of all this is obvious. You have three very deserving teams in the Stanley Cup Final Four. And then, as we've known all year, you'd have a team from Canada. The team from Canada not only doesn't deserve to be mentioned in the same sentence as the other three, they didn't deserve to be in the playoffs in the first place. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Email wright.todd@yahoo.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again soon.